Well, thank you all for being here with us today. I'm just going to go around the room quick with you three, and can you introduce yourself?
I'm Anita Brown.
My name is Chrissy Link.
I'm April Verwers, and we're missing Christy Inskeep. She's the other part of our four group here.
Yep, four-person committee for the Knoxville Fireworks Foundation, and we're really here just talking today, a week away from the 4th of July, and Knoxville will have fireworks this year. When was the last time that Knoxville did have fireworks, actually? You guys remember?
I believe it was 7 years ago.
7 years ago. So there's been quite a few kids have grown up really without seeing fireworks, maybe not remembering them here. What was the process like as you got going into this project now that it's all settled and you can look back at it? How was the project to try to bring the fireworks back?
You know, it was kind of, well, it was a large learning experience, Aaron. The four of us kind of started at the beginning of this year mulling around the idea, and we really didn't start until April, mid to end April. And like I said, it was a learning experience. We learned a lot. Next year, obviously, planning into next year, we won't wait as long. And we learned a lot about our community, and really hats off to the small business owners who they're the ones that stepped up and said, you know, we'll help. And then private citizens. So hats off to those folks. But it was a large learning experience.
All right. Well, and tell us a little bit about the fireworks. I mean, what's going to be happening on the 4th of July? That's the big event. That's the big thing.
Well, it's going to be out on Willits Drive. We're closing it off at 2. And at dusk, the company that we've hired will be shooting them off. And it's just going to be awesome. We don't really know what to expect ourselves. When they asked us what we wanted, we had several ideas. We wanted them loud and long and colorful, I think. Isn't that what we used?
Absolutely.
So that's what's going to happen.
So people can expect a pretty good show, it sounds like. It's not just kind of like, you know, we were able to throw together a show and it's going to be a grand return.
Absolutely. One of the things we told the company we hired is we don't want bottle rockets and everybody to think, wow, I don't want to come back next year. So the company that we've hired, J&M, they've assured us that the money that we've raised and spent this year will be well shot into the sky, and we look forward to it. I mean, we want something so those who watch this year think, oh my goodness, this is a great idea. You know, we want to come back next year, and maybe they want to get involved and help the four of us as well.
So how will it be arranged for those that know, you know, Willits Drive, that area? Where will people be sitting? Where will you want parking to be? Because we're about a week away already here. Kind of time to talk about that, I guess. And where will the fireworks actually be shot off?
Right on Willits Drive, right okay. In front of the cemetery. So we have handicap parking, and help me, Anita.
Handicap parking, you'll have access off of Madison Street. If you come down onto Willits Drive, they're parking you right by the Ball Diamond and there's a rock gravel area there. There will be an officer there to kind of help make sure that that is reserved for the handicap parking. Otherwise, the middle school, you can park there. You can park at West Elementary, the high school, all along in there. And one reason why we also picked that area is so we didn't have to have our residents at our nursing care facilities have to be transported anywhere. You know, the four of us decided that would be an opportune area to put that there. That way they could go outside. They didn't have to transport. They didn't have to move anybody. So they had an opportunity to be able to do that. Plus the folks at the hospital can just view from a window.
In the county park, they can be in the county park too. So, and probably other areas. But in the past, when they shot them off in that location, that seemed to be where a large group of the people would be.
Okay. So, and then I imagine bring lawn chairs and that sort of thing set up on the street and maybe a pop or two and enjoy the show.
That's right, yes. And that's what we want. We want people to enjoy it. And everybody that, I don't care if they put pennies in a cash can or they donated a check, this is really about the people. The people of Knoxville have done this. We received some money from the city, but bottom line, it was by the people, for the people, basically.
Well, and for the people, I mean, like you said, 7 years since the community has had fireworks show. That means people have been traveling, spread out, maybe not necessarily with your neighbors, with your friends. You know, you don't see the same people, the same kids running around in front there, too. So that's going to be the kind of neat part, I think, everyone coming back together for this one show.
Yes. Absolutely. And that was one of our goals, is we wanted not only to bring fireworks back, but to have the citizens of Knoxville be able to stay here.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add? Anyone you want to thank? Anything of that nature?
a few that we could absolutely thank, like the City of Knoxville, the Marion County Fair Board, and Dr. Travis Eggsdahl. Those individuals, organizations, and the city really stepped up and helped us. And like I said, there are a lot of people that pitched in, whether it was change here, pop cans here, coming to Pizza Hut, Tim Stitzworth and his staff, and then some other city leaders really helped out, and we had a fundraiser there. There were just so many people to thank, but bottom line, we couldn't have done it without those mentioned, and then a laundry list of other people.
We also will be having some help in collecting funds. We're already thinking of 2014, so that night we will be passing around buckets and collecting money for anybody that wants to start off our next campaign, 2014.
Well, and I'm sure the community would like to probably thank you for as well for kind of taking the lead on this and making sure that it got done. So just thanks for being here with us today, and we look forward to the show next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.